The fire is out by Maydown Industrial Estate, just close to Derry Port and Harbour. It's a significant fire here. It's on a site that formerly belonged to Brickhilm, a waste company that were situated in the city here. However, that company went under administration a couple of months ago. Since then, the site has been under the control and ownership of the administrator, who's been trying to secure a buyer for it.
Now, I'm looking at the picture you tweeted, and there are quite a few others up now, including some on the BBC. It looks like a very aggressive fire.
Yeah, it's a significant fire. There are maybe a dozen fire appliances on the scene at the moment. I'd also heard that the fire engines that were here are having difficulty accessing water, which is obviously a cause for concern. Hopefully they'll be able to get the fire under control soon, though.
And what about residents, Mark? I mean, you live quite close to it yourself.
It is in an industrial area. However, it's right beside the Strathfoyle Estate, which is very densely populated. Obviously, while I'm concerned at the physical damage that this fire is going to cause the site and buildings on it, I'm extremely concerned at the environmental damage that it's causing and the inconvenience that it's going to cause residents as well.
There seems to be a lot of black smoke. I mean, are the fire service warning people to keep their windows closed? Is there any worry about the toxicity there?
Well, there is a lot of black smoke, but for once, we've got a kind wind and it's not taking it under the estate. It actually seems to be taking it across the foil. So residents over in the Colmore area would probably be best advised to keep their windows closed.
Yeah. And are people gathering around, Mark?
Well, they've had quite a few people starting to look, some local media coming along as well to get their shots for TV and for social media.
Do you think that it's under control, or do you think they're going to have problems controlling this one?
Well, I mean, there are, I believe, enough firefighters on site there. They have the expertise and the equipment to deal with this. So hopefully they will be able to bring it under control soon.
And you mentioned buildings on the site. What kind of buildings?
Oh, well, they're like huge industrial hangar-type buildings where waste would have been stored while the company was in operation.